This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.
In the month of Ramadan, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be blessed with a nightly visit, a nightly appointment with Angel Jibreel, who'd mutually study with him the Qur'an. Imagine, subhanallah al-azim, what a gathering. And describing this and its effects on the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the companion Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said something remarkable. He said, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the most generous of all people. وكان أجود ما يكون في رمضان حين يلقاه جبريل. And the most generous he would be was in the month of Ramadan when Jibreel would meet him. وكان جبريل يلقاه في كل ليلة من رمضان فيدارسه القرآن. He said an angel Jibreel would meet with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on every night during Ramadan and study with him the Quran. He said, "Wala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حين يلقاه جبريل أجود بالخير من الريح المرسلة." And when Angel Jibreel would meet him, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become more generous in doing good than the blowing wind. Subhanallah al-Azim. What is the point of mentioning this narration? Take note of this. The greater the dosage of Quran in the life of a person, the greater the dosage of worship should be. That's what we saw with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You could say the more he learned, the more he did. Our era is one of information overload rather. It's not just a weekly Friday sermon, alhamdulillah, that we're blessed with, or regular study circles in the mosque, or weekend courses, but even the internet that has completely removed every limitation on knowledge acquisition. Therefore, there must be a reoccurring point in our lives where we pause and we ask the question, my knowledge is increasing, my knowledge is certainly growing, but is it causing me to grow? I've learned something new today. What next? These are the questions that will cause our knowledge to become an argument for us on the Day of Judgment. On a day when knowledge will be an argument against so many people. Abdul A'la At-Tamimi, he said amazing words. Take note of this. He said, من أوتي من العلم ما لا يبكيه فخليق ألا يكون أوتي علما ينفعه. He said, whoever gains knowledge that does not cause him to cry, then such a person has not gained beneficial knowledge. He said, this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Qur'an, in description of the scholars, may Allah make you and I from among them. He said in description of the scholars, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ مِنْ قَبِلِهِ إِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ يَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ سُجَّدًا. He said, those who are given knowledge before it, when it is recited to them, they fall upon their faces in prostration. وَيَقُولُونَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِن كَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّنَا لَمَفْعُولًا. And they say, glory be to Allah. Truly the promise of our Lord must be fulfilled. Allah said, وَيَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ يَبْكُونَ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ خُشُوعًا. And they fall upon their faces weeping. And the Qur'an increases them in humble submission. This is the fruit of knowledge. Sometimes you learn something and you feel compelled just to put your face on the floor in glorification of Allah Almighty, the One above. Do you feel that when you learn something new? Imam Ahmad, he said, مَا كَتَبْتُ حَدِيثًا عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِلَّا وَقَدْ عَمِلْتُ بِهِ. There isn't any hadith that I have written or taken note of except that I first endeavored to apply its teaching. See why Allah blessed him and his knowledge. We're still singing in his praise today. I applied every hadith that I documented. And by the way, unlike some of us, Imam Ahmad had memorized hundreds of thousands of narrations, and he made an effort to apply each and every one of them. He learned, for example, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had hijama, cupping therapy, done to him, and that he gave the therapist 1 dinar. So Imam Ahmad had cupping therapy on him, and he gave the therapist 1 dinar. Amazing compliance. He learned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hid in a cave for 3 days during his escape from Mecca to Medina. And so Imam Ahmad sat in a cave for 3 nights as well. A student of knowledge once spent a night with Imam Ahmad in his home. And so Imam Ahmad placed for him a container of water in his room so that he can carry out his washing, his wudu, for his night prayer. When Ahmad came to his room at Fajr time for the dawn prayer, he noticed that the water had not been moved from its place. So Imam Ahmad said to him, Subhanallah, rajulun yatlubu al-ilma wa la yakunu lahu wirdun min al-layl. Subhanallah, what is this? A student of knowledge who doesn't pray at night. A student of knowledge, Ahmad said, who doesn't pray at night. In other words, how does that work? And that is why Al-Hasan al-Basri, he also said beautiful words. Take note of it. كان الرجل إذا طلب العلم لم يلبث أن يرى ذلك في بصره ولسانه ويده وصلاته وتخشعه وزهده. He said in the past, when a person would start his journey of knowledge, the effects of his learning would instantly start appearing upon his glances, his words, his hands, his prayer, his humility, his minimalism. Allahu Akbar, brothers and sisters, our knowledge is growing, but are our actions growing? Sufyan ibn Uyayna, he would also say that if I'm spending my hours during the day foolishly, and I'm spending my nights ignorantly, فَمَا أَصْنَعُ بِهَذَا الْعِلْمِ الَّذِي أَطْلُبُهُ. Then what is the point of this knowledge that I'm writing? What is the point of it? Beneficial knowledge causes a person to grow in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's eyes, but it causes a person's own eyes to see himself as something small. In other words, beneficial knowledge causes a person to cry over his weak self and to long the journey that lies ahead to Allah. Beneficial knowledge pesters the believer, persistently demanding its right of application till it is applied. Knowledge causes growth. Knowledge causes love of Allah. Knowledge causes lowering of the gaze. Knowledge causes a tangible change in our lives. Make this Ramadan proof that you have understood this message, my dear brother, my dear sister.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.